Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
And as you heard earlier on the programme, the GAA has announced details of the latest round of broadcasting deals. RTE will show 31 live matches each season, including the All-Ireland finals and semi-finals in both hurling and football. But the new entrant is Sky Sports. They'll have exclusive rights to 14 championship games per year. Joining me, the Director General of the GAA, Pádraig Duffy. Good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
Will you take us through the details of the broadcasting rights deals that you have announced?
Well, I suppose you've covered some of the main points, Mary. As you say, RTE will again broadcast 31 championship games. That's exactly the same number as last year. And it includes all of the provincial finals, plus the hurling quarterfinals, two football quarterfinals, and the semi-finals and finals in both hurling and football. Sky will broadcast 14 games, giving a total of 45. Last year we had 40 broadcast live games. Sky will cover 8 qualifier games, 2 games in the All-Ireland quarterfinals football stage, and a couple of games in the provincial, 4 games in the provincial championships. They will also, alongside RTE, broadcast the All-Ireland semi-finals and finals, which means that for the first time those games will be available to our supporters throughout Britain. Apart from the other main point I want to make is that we've also agreed a deal with Channel 7 in Australia, which means that all of our games, 45 championship games, will be available free-to-air to the large Irish population in Australia.
Why did you decide to go with the subscription-based Sky Sport rather than the free-to-air Irish-based and Irish TV3, which has had the rights up to now?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, first of all, that Sky have a very large number of people employed in Ireland. But our strategy was this. We had two very clear objectives. When Liam O'Neill and I sat down to discuss this issue, we had two very clear objectives. The first was to make our games more widely available to the Irish overseas. And the second was to try and promote and develop what we consider to be two of the best field games in the world, worldwide, football and hurling. And as I said, by showing our games on Sky Sports, it means that our games will now be available, 20 live games in the championship will be available to the 10 million Sky subscribers in Britain. And through the agreements we've made with RTE Digital and with Channel 7 in Australia, our games will be available to the Irish overseas as never before. And we believe we can open a whole new audience for two great games.
But while you're busy opening that new audience for the our national games, did you consider, and it was highlighted here earlier by Eugene McGee, that, and he particularly raised the case of, you know, the older men living in parts of rural Ireland whose weekends are lit up by watching GAA games. Here we're going to have now 14 games exclusively on Sky Sports. They're not, they don't have Sky. I think he quoted a figure of 500,000 of them in rural Ireland. They won't have Sky. They won't have Sky Sport. They don't go to the pub to watch these games. They enjoy sitting at home on a Saturday evening or a Sunday watching their match. What do you say to them?
The first thing I would say, Mary, is that we will broadcast in each of the next 3 years approximately 100 live games free-to-air across all competitions. That's the first point. So they will still be able to watch 100 live games.
I know, but you know, it's always the game that you can't see is the one you want to see.
In terms of the championship, the number of live games has been reduced from 40 to 31. And in exchange for that, our members abroad, the large Irish number of Irish abroad in Britain, in Australia and across the world, will have access to our games that they never would have had before. If we hadn't made this deal with Sky, there's a huge Irish population in Britain that would see no championship games live. They will now see 20 live games. And I think that most of our supporters and members will accept that to lose 9 free-to-air games here to allow our supporters and members abroad to experience the GAA Championship across the world is a price worth paying.
In fairness, though, all of the people abroad could still have watched under this new deal online, could they not?
I think some could have. But for us, there's an audience to grow our games in Britain. Sky have 10 million subscribers in Britain. That gives us the opportunity to promote our games to an audience that's never seen Gaelic games before. This is not just about promoting our games among the Irish. We believe that the games of hurling and football are the two best field games in the world. There's a huge audience out there that if they can see our games played at championship level, it'll grow interest and enthusiasm for our games and help us to spread the games worldwide.
Have you had discussions with Sky Sport around the level of resources that they're going to put behind the promotion of the games in the way, obviously, you envisage our Gaelic games going international?
Yeah, well, there's a very high standard in terms of sports broadcasting here, both with RTE and with TV3. I think Sky, in terms of their broadcasting, performers over the years have proven themselves to be in the top echelons, and I have no doubt that the way in which they cover our games will be on a level that we're used to in the past, and hopefully it will help to raise the all-round standard.
How much did you get?
I don't know, Mary, you're not to expect me to answer a question like that. But I would say this.
Well, you know, in fairness, Pádraig Tuaithe, you know, this is an amateur game. There are kids and there are players right around the country giving their time all of the time.
Yeah.
And in a way, they have a right to know.
No, well, you asked me what do we get from RTE or what do we get from Sky?
The whole lot, the whole package.
No, what I would say is this, that the total value of the package for all the games, from all the broadcasters, is marginally higher than we had for the previous 3 years. Our goal here was not to monetise this to its maximum. Our goal was to make our games as widely available as possible to the Irish at home and abroad, and we believe we succeeded in that.
Did you manage to do both, though? Did you manage to monetise it to its maximum and spread the word?
We have managed to slightly improve what we had in the last round, and we certainly will have succeeded in spreading the word.
What are you going to do with the money?
The money is what we always do with our money. We use our money to develop our games, to support communities throughout Ireland, to build the facilities that mark the GAA and put it apart from other sports. We've done that in the past and we'll do that in the future.
I suppose it is worth reminding listeners, though, that the most comprehensive coverage will still be available right here on radio.
That is correct. RTE have retained the rights they had in the past, and I'm sure they'll cover our games just as well as they have done for many years.
Mm. Just one final question, though. Will the members, the amateur players, do they gain anything?
I think our games will gain from the fact that we're now associated with Sky Sports and our games are shown on Sky Sports. I think our members will be delighted that next year, as in the recent years, they will see more than 100 games live and free-to-air and additional games on subscription channels. They'll be very happy that our games are being promoted as well as they possibly can be.
And do you see a day, as Eugene McGee was envisaging earlier as well, that this is the start of Sky moving totally into Gaelic games? And
no,
before we know it,
over
the next 8 or 10 years, all games will be pay-per-view.
That won't happen. That certainly will not happen. And I'd make the point as well, in terms of TV broadcasting and how the games are shown, this technology is changing so fast. I mean, 3 years ago, no one could have envisaged that we would have announced an agreement today with RTE Digital to make our games available all over the world on iPads, iPhones, laptops, PCs. That technology simply wasn't there. In 3 years' time, who knows what the technology will be? So I couldn't predict more than anybody else as to how our games will be shown in 3 or 5 or 10 years' time.
Pádraig Tuaithe, thank you for joining us. The Director General of the GAA, Pádraig Tuaithe.